culvert. Otherwise, he'd be backing them in off the road to turn them around.
I'd rather see him back it in from his driveway and not be out in the road.
That would be safer.
Yeah. How about the power line? Is it right underneath the power line?
Nope. It would set off if it was 8 feet. That power line's pretty much right on the property line, so it'd be 7.5, 7.5. But I'd have him check with whoever's that power is.
Yeah.
To make sure he's out of that easement.
Right.
Yeah.
It's White River.
Yeah, White River. My experience in the past, it's 15 feet, 7.5, 7.5.
Yeah.
So. But it can vary. So I'll have him check with them.
Is it single phase?
That one is out there. Just the two.
10 feet from that single phase, just the edge of the easement.
Okay.
Do we have
so 20 foot wide easement possibility, and you'd have to move it back a couple of feet. Because he'll have to stay out of the easement.
Yes. And I don't think you can have a building under it in any way.
Do we have any additional questions?
Well, there isn't a site issue as far as visibility down the road. That's a straightaway, so that's not an issue.
And it's not permanent. If anything was to happen, they wanted to widen the road, it could go away easily.
No concrete.
No concrete. I think if we make those stipulations and it gets by White River inspection, I don't really see a problem with that.
I think it's probably less intrusive if you don't put the sides on. If you just want the top cover, we can stipulate that. You can put a top cover awning and not sides, and now it doesn't block view. Or
how would you like to word that?
Anybody else to speak on behalf or opposed to.
Yeah.
You could also say that it's as proposed or as presented, because this doesn't have the sides on it.
Right.
So it could be
accepted
as presented in the drawings.
And acceptable by White River. Let's see who else wants to talk.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't think we have any more questions.
Thank you.
Was there anyone else that had to speak for or against this variance? We'll close this to the public. Do we have further discussion? Would somebody like to make a motion?
I could make it. I would move that we approve the variance on number 23006V as presented, without siding on the carport and without concrete, and stipulations that he checked with the White River to be sure that stays out of the White River easement.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Okay.
Just have him give our office a call and we'll walk in, because he's already made application.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
The second item is the appeal 23-003A.
So this is an appeal on May the 9th, 2023. The Taney County Planning Commission did not approve a conditional use permit, which was number CUP 2023-006, requested by Stephen and Kinnishar Zeddy, seeking approval for nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 2404 Victor Church Road, Branson. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, parcels approximately 7.9 acres in size, with one single-family home built in 2005. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Planning Commission's reason for not approving the application was based on the following. One is the operating characteristics of the nightly rental were not compatible with the adjoining properties. And two, the nightly rental would have a substantial impact on the safety and welfare of the adjoining properties. So staff recommendations, this is our standard nightly rental recommendations that go to the planning, with the addition of number one, which is the Planning Commission's non-approval of the conditional use permit, number 23006. This decision shall be reversed and the following requirement shall apply if the Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal. So location-wise, we have the high road here on the lower side. We have 65, of course, Victor Church Road. You have to start out on the south side of the high road, go over it, and then work around to this parcel on Victor Church that works its way around to State Highway 248. Here's our zoning layer. That parcel is actually zoned A1. The yellow is R1. The blue is RR1, rural residential. And then this purple is NR3 for nightly rental multifamily. And here's just some pictometry pictures of that parcel. The house is, of course, right here in the middle. Here's some actual photographs from the top of the drive. Looking back to the east and then back towards the west. I always try to take just some pictures of their driveway entrance. And I think their representative is ready. Do you want me to pull yours up?
Yes, please. Well, fantastic. I'll be presenting today.
If you could please state your name.
My name is Brandon Weber. Okay. And I'll be presenting today on behalf of Stephen and Kenesha Arzetti for 2404 Victor Church Road. Any questions before I start or any notes?
No.
Fantastic. Can we please go to the second slide here? So to preface this, I wanted to briefly provide a background of our current situation. Before we started this process back in April, we had checked with all of our neighbors to ensure that we could address any concerns and just to be neighborly and let them know what we planned to do. We wanted to get their input as we formed a plan to see what we could do with the nightly rental. We wanted to collaborate with our neighbors to create a win-win that everyone that checks all the boxes and makes everyone happy and comfortable. So that kind of was the underpinning of our pursuing this. Please excuse me. So ultimately, the decision of the Planning Commission rested on the concerns presented by three people, two of which are on either side of our property, and the other who was related to one of them that lives next to the NR3 nightly rental zone property about a quarter mile down the road. And one of those neighbors did move shortly after the hearing. But we felt that it would be helpful to draft a mutually supportive petition for those neighbors also interested in a nightly rental on their property. We already have some support, and we expect to receive more moving forward. So you can see the humble petition that I have begun here. It's also come to my decision that there is some opposition currently for appeal here, and my hope is that just as I've been instructed or recommended to stick to the criteria tonight of the denial, number one and number four of the reasons, that it would be in everybody's best interest to stick to those reasons as well and not to stray outside of that. So if we'll go to the next one here. So simply stated, as you said, the Planning Commission stated the reason for not approving the application was based on the operating characteristics of the nightly rental were not compatible with the adjoining properties. And that's number four, if you're looking in the zoning and conditional use permit decision in the, what is it, the zoning regulations. There we go, the zoning regulations. And the nightly rental would have a substantial impact on the safety and welfare of the adjoining properties. So again, the adjoining properties, that's number one. That has to do with safety and welfare. So this is from the email recap that we received after the meeting. And if you look at Part K, the recording, and this is why this is relevant, the Part K recording from 213 to 431, the commission, they did kind of struggle to detail the exact reasons for our denial. So we're going to holistically address the two criteria referenced by their statement, number one and number four, in the standards and criteria on conditional use permit applications. And that's on page 135 of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. So just kind of getting some of those initial points in there for an understanding. So our property is zoned A1 agricultural, as you were saying, not residential, and has the ability to be used for many commercial purposes, nightly rental being one of them with the conditional use permit. The adjoining properties, as you had also stated, I'm so thankful you went over that. That was very helpful. Are also zoned A1, that's agricultural and not residential, which makes them all quite compatible. There is a multi-unit in our three-zone property about a quarter mile down the road, surrounded by the residential zone properties. I would say that serves as an example of exactly what we are wanting to do, you know, perhaps long-term. And that, I'm just going to say, if that was considered compatible to adjoining residential zone properties and safe, ours, which is adjoined to all A1 zone properties, not differently zoned properties, would be compatible and safe as well and would qualify for an approval of a conditional use permit. So the rest of this presentation will address the denial reasons with evidence to support the approval of our conditional use permit. So, and I mean, really the thought was, you know, we'll speak more about this in the presentation, including the data that shows that the NR3, that property, nearby property, has had little to no complaints or police calls since 2010 when it was zoned or approved that way. So I would say proving that the nightly rental is not, quote, going to be a detriment and endanger the public health, safety, and morals, as was quoted in Part K at 3 minutes and 50 seconds at our hearing. So this alone would satisfy the two reasons of the denial, compatibility and safety. And so if that alone does not convince that the compatibility and safety requirements are satisfied, I will definitely continue this presentation. So if we can move on here, these are the two reasons, of course. So the first reason, which talked about the safety and welfare, I'm just going to refer to that as safety, for brevity's sake. And the second reason, talking about compatibility with the adjoining properties, I'm just going to refer to as compatibility, just to make it real simple, real easy. So right here, I'll now go through each of these points, showing pictures and other evidence to support my rationale. And you consider this like a table of contents right here. These are specific points mentioned by our neighbors that informed the commission's decision to deny our conditional use permit. As there are many feelings that goes into the ins and outs of our of nightly rentals, we will stay within the scope of these two specific reasons given, paying careful attention to stay on topic and address only what is required for the board's decision. So the first one here, this kind of underlines, if you will, what I was saying about the NR3 zone property that's nearby the place, nearby the property here. So they're a quarter mile down the road. The Planning and Zoning Commission confirmed that there have been no complaints since it was built and zoned in 2010. And as you can see with the distances here, I kind of measured it out with the red lines. It's actually closer than ours is to the adjacent properties.